Let's go now to London and to Enda Brady of Sky News. That breaking news, literally in the last few minutes, about Boris Johnson and coronavirus. What have Downing Street been saying, Enda?
So, brief statement from the British Prime Minister. Boris Johnson has said, "I have developed mild symptoms and will continue to lead government via video conference." He is now self-isolating, so presumably he will be in the flat in number 10 Downing Street. But the big question is, he's been standing day after day, shoulder to shoulder almost, with the chief scientific advisor and the chief medical officer in the UK. So it is an extraordinary development. Boris Johnson making that announcement himself in the past couple of minutes on social media. I think a lot of people here will be quite shocked. Now, I did see the other day that the plan was that if he did come down with it, and at the time, it seemed like a far fetched kind of thing, that, the British Prime Minister getting it, Dominic Raab, the Foreign Secretary, would step up and run the country. But basically, Boris is going to lead things via video conference. Just looking at his Twitter, so he put a message out, a video message, 7 minutes ago. Over the last 24 hours, he has written, "I have developed mild symptoms and tested positive for coronavirus. I am now self-isolating, but I will continue to lead the government's response via video conference as we fight this virus. Together, we will beat this." And he's put in with the hashtag, "Stay home, save lives." I have to say, a lot of people in the UK are not really listening to what the Prime Minister has said, because honestly, I've never seen so many people out and about, Sean. It is quite extraordinary.
Really? And are they walking or moving separately from others, or are they going in pairs or groups?
So I've seen couples, husbands and wives, out walking dogs. But I think a really interesting point, people out walking dogs, they all stop and chat like they would have previously done, and they touch each other's dogs. And, you feel like intervening or saying something, but it is extraordinary how people have not grasped how quickly it is that a virus spreads. But in all honesty, I've been living here 27 years, Sean. I've never seen so many people exercising outdoors since Monday. I mean, it's like, it's almost as if there was a national decree that you had to get out and exercise outdoors. It is truly extraordinary.
It is one of the things he told people they could do once a day.
Yes, he said there was a handful of reasons to leave the house. If you were going to work, if you're a key worker, if you were running an errand for someone, getting a prescription, say, from a chemist or a pharmacy, if you were doing your food shop, and then one walk, run, jog or cycle per person per day. So they did allow that. Lockdown Britain, let's be honest here, it is not like Italy, Spain or France. Very few people are cooped up inside and not going outdoors. But I've limited on days off, and when I'm not working, I've limited my movements, and we're basically all in the house here. But I do find it extraordinary that I saw people out yesterday, and when you asked them what are they getting a prescription or what are they doing, one lady said to me that she'd run out of tonic water, and that she couldn't do it was essential, and so basically mixing gin and tonic, and she had the gin,
laugh.
But she didn't have the tonic. I mean, it's extraordinary.
Okay, Enda, thank you so much indeed for joining us. That's Enda Brady of Sky News on that breaking news from 10 Downing Street, that Boris Johnson has been tested positive for COVID-19, saying the symptoms are mild in his case and that he will continue to lead the country remotely. We'll take a break.